USA Radio News.
A person is dead and at least five others are injured in a shooting that happened at a music festival in Mississippi. The shooting happened last night during the Mississippi Mudbergs Festival at the Mississippi State Fairgrounds in Jackson. The sheriff's office said on Facebook that the injured are in stable condition. Two people are being questioned, although no arrests have been made. Investigators believe more than one shooter was involved. Tonight's Country Music Hall of Fame ceremony in honor of Judge is going on as planned. The Hall of Fame and Museum says it's moving forward with the medallion ceremony, despite yesterday's news by her daughters that Naomi Judd has passed away at age 76. The platinum-selling mother-daughter duo of Naomi and Wynonna Judd, known simply as The Judge, will be inducted into the Hall of Fame tonight. I'm Mariah Bowen, and this is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The search continues for an escaped Alabama inmate and a missing corrections officer. Federal authorities have joined the search for the capital murder suspect, Casey Cole White, who escaped early Friday morning when he was being driven to a court appearance in northern Alabama by corrections officer Vicky White. No relation. The pair never showed up, and the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office says the evidence suggests that she helped the prisoner escape. The inmate is considered extremely dangerous and a serious threat to the public. Authority says he's 6'6" and weighs 250 pounds, and it's not safe to approach him. Amber Heard is next up to testify in the Johnny Depp trial. The actress could reportedly take the stand as early as Monday as the first witness for the defense. Depp is suing his ex-wife for $50 million for allegedly implying to the Washington Post op-ed that he abused her. Heard is countersuing for $100 million. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
JonBenet Ramsey's father is calling for a new probe into the unsolved death of his daughter. John Ramsey said Saturday that he's calling on Colorado's governor to allow an independent agency to help solve the notorious 1996 murder of his then 6-year-old daughter. While in Las Vegas at CrimeCon 2022, Ramsey said he hopes to get items from the crime scene tested for DNA. He said he doesn't want the Boulder Police Department involved in the testing. JonBenet was 6 years old when she was found strangled in her family's basement in 1996. Her death was ruled a homicide, but there was no one ever charged with her death. A federal judge is temporarily blocking the White House from ending Title 42. The pandemic-era border policy makes it easier to expel migrants based on concerns of them spreading COVID-19. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Olivares appears on Fox News Live and explains how this is incentivizing illegal immigration. The nation's voices continue to condemn Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, with a group of hundreds gathered at Times Square in New York City for a Stop Kidnapping Ukrainians rally on Saturday.
We believe that we are visiting you to say thank you for your fight for freedom, that we are on the frontier of freedom, and that your fight is the fight for everyone. And so our commitment is to be there for you until the fight is done.
My name is Mariah Bowen, and this is your USA Radio News.